the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Rumblody.
Rojack Rabbit's Gucci, Gucci, the first of more than ages. The scarecrow can walk the wall like the park, and their animals are running out of pages.
And in the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
And the Academy Award for the world's greatest teacher goes to...
Wait, aren't these awards supposed to be for actors in films?
Usually they are, but apparently this particular teacher is so good that they've come up with this special honor just for them.
Wow.
Oh, and not only are they the best teacher, but apparently they also have the coolest mustache in the world.
Oh, really?
And the winner is... Professor Nero!
I don't believe it! This is literally a dream come true!
Get out of here, Professor Nero!
Professor Nero.
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 Wake up, sleepyhead.
Look at all that dribble.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
More well-rested than you, anyway, that's for sure.
What were you dreaming about?
You were smiling like a clown on their honeymoon.
I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't even asleep. Now, answer the question.
Who? Me? I don't even know what I want to do in 10 seconds' time, let alone when I'm 100.
Fair enough. Rowan?
Well, my slime empire was booming until you came along, so I probably...
Excluding slime-related careers.
Fine. A journalist.
Very good.
Who writes about the gunge industry. And other stuff.
Perfect. It's good to have some inkling of what you want to do. See, my father used to be an inspector, so he...
Your dad was an insect? Does that mean your aunt was an ant?
No, Scooch. He wasn't an insect. He was an inspector.
Ah, so he inspected insects.
Yeah, I think so.
How would you stop? How would you stop? Gee, I wonder who that could be.
It's the... How would you stop?
How would you stop? How would you stop?
Dear Graham.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where you're after getting yourself to this time, but you know full well you were supposed to be here last Saturday to prune the gunk off the roof of the extension. The one thing you're good at. Your father and I wasted up till 7 p.m, but you obviously had better things to be doing with your life.
Is there any way to make him stop?
Nope.
Needless to say, we're both extremely disappointed with your carry-on. As per usual. Will you ever amount to anything? That remains to be seen. Personally, I'd be surprised. As would your father. He's done nothing but shake his head and tut for the last 3 days. He's barely touched his shepherd's pie. And you know how much he loves his shepherd's pie. Anyway, hope you're well. At least that would make one of us. Love, Mammy. Ouch!
You've really done it this time, Nero.
Hate to be you.
Your dad couldn't even finish his pie.
We can hardly expect Nero to just teach like normal, knowing he's after upsetting his mammy.
I'll be fine.
I know. Everybody, to bow this house.
Within this house, we now begin a gentle poke. Your power too strong to snooze and slumber. Wake up, old magical lumber.
Where on earth are we now?
Oh, welcome to Locals Town. This is where I grew up.
Locals Town? Why is it called that?
Because everybody that lives here is a local.
Isn't anyone that lives anywhere a local?
No, because... Oh yeah, I never thought about that before. I know, I can take you to the one cool place in this town. The bookshop. Biblio Buckley's Page City. That'd count as educational.
Okay, but then we get to meet your parents.
We'll see. There it is now, next door to Cat Food Kingdom.
Did Biblio Buckley always keep the windows and doors boarded up?
Not usually.
Did it always look like a giant after standing on it?
What about the massive sign that says closed? Was that always there?
Oh, curses! It looks like it hasn't been open for years, but the shelves are still filled with books.
Yoo-hoo! Look, Richard, it's Graham.
Great, it's my parents.
I thought you said that I was a spider or a bug or something.
My name isn't Graham anymore. It's Professor.
You look more like a pirate than a professor.
I see you finally got yourself some kids. Who's the lucky lady?
No, Daddy. These are my students.
Your students? But they're all different ages.
Shouldn't they be in school?
Well, yes. But I got your letter from the Ah Would You Stop and...
The what?
The Ah Would You Stop.
Ah Would You Stop?
That's the guy.
All sorts of creatures live in Runglody, Mother. There's even a fish with legs.
The fish out of water.
She just wants to fit in.
Then there's the acrobat, who does little flips and things.
Only when there's a full moon.
And the clothes horse.
The most stylish pony in all the world.
What did I tell you, Richard? He has lost his mind. Again!
You need your head checked, son. Little fishies don't have feet.
That's what I thought. Until...
Hey, check this out. There's one on every lamppost.
Have you seen this map?
Oh, isn't it just awful about poor Teabag Steve? You'd wonder where he's after disappearing to.
So sad. The greatest man ever to hail from Localstown.
What about your son?
He has his moments, but he's no Teabag Steve.
I bet if Teabag Steve promised to prune the gunk off the roof of his parents' extension, he wouldn't just vanish into thin air.
That's funny. I thought vanishing into thin air was his speciality.
Stop that. That's awful. If anyone heard you say that, they might think you had something to do with it. How are you, Birdie?
I'm not great, to be honest. I've been crying my eyes out over this whole Teabag Steve thing. What we do without him? It's me first time out of the house in weeks, and I just can't believe I keep expecting to bump into him and see him, but he's gone.
Psst,
it's just
weird. Follow me. I've got a plan.
But what about the gunk on Mummy's roof?
They won't even notice we're gone. If I know parents, they'll still be standing here chatting at midnight.
And this will get you more brownie points than all the cleaning in the world ever could.
Who cares if he runs an airline? He's the most important man in the country, yeah. He makes all the decisions, yeah. Who cares?
Is there a reason we're walking towards the pond road?
Three words. Soggy bread man.
No, what? Soggy bread man isn't real.
But you're the one who said he was.
Are you really telling us that you went on the television and lied?
To children?
Say it ain't so.
Well, no, it's more like, okay, look, let's just go to the pond. Maybe we'll see him, maybe we won't. Oh, we definitely won't.
What's that, Nero?
No, nothing. You want me to get in?
If you want your parents to be proud of you, then
they should already be proud of me. I'm a teacher.
Are you really, though?
Yes!
Just hop in, defeat Soggy Bread Man, and then...
What do you even mean, defeat?
We believe in you, Nero.
I'll pay you for this!
Nah, you'll thank me for this.
And under he goes.
What's you guys' favourite fruit?
Mango.
Elderberry.
Aren't you gonna ask me?
What's your favourite?
Either mango or elderberry.
What did you think of his parents?
Kind of rude.
Hey, look at that big sign over there.
Please feed the ducks bread. They love it.
That is simply not true. You know we put that up, right?
Soggy bread man.
Look over there.
It's Nero.
And he's got Soggy bread man in a headlock.
Now it is he who's in the headlock.
Who is up for?
Come on, Nero, finish him.
He did it. Soggy bread man's reign of terror is over.
Oh, it's hideous. I can't believe it. He's real.
Of course he's real. You knew that.
Oh, yeah. Now let's just get that underwater scuba helmet off. Kevin?
You know this guy?
Only from when we were making that episode of Piñatas Pals. Kevin, well, Kevin was the actor who played Soggy Bread Man.
That's what gave me the idea in the first place.
What idea?
Free bread!
Actually, Kevin, funny story. I just found out that the show is huge in Runglody. Well, in Free Stuff Cave, at least. See, the leprechaun's there.
What the heck are you on about, Piñata?
Come on, kids. Let's confiscate his scuba gear so he can't get up to any more mischief.
Yank!
Get out of here, you big creep.
Pond life.
I'm going home to my mommy.
There's somebody in that bush.
Not another Soggy Bread Man.
Soggy Bread Man 2, the new batch.
What?
You know, like batch bread.
No. It's nothing like that. Besides, I'm gluten-free. My name is Mimi Terwackity, and I'm a reporter for the Locals Town Gazette.
Oh, Roan, a journalist. Like what you want to be.
Do you write many articles about slime, Mimi?
No, not really. But I do want to write an article about the hero that took down Soggy Bread Man.
Hooray!
Oh-ho! And my name is Nero, so maybe the headline could be something like, From Nero to Hero.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Sorry.
A story like this is just what we need. Without Teabag Steve getting up to all sorts of shenanigans, our newspaper is on the verge of closing down. People have just stopped buying it. Let me call my editor.
Yay, Nero. Your parents are going to love you again.
Hi, Ed. Mimi here. Stop the press. I have this evening's front page standing right in front of me, covered in frog spawn. What do you mean it's too late? To print even one more copy, we'd need how many euros?
Don't worry, Mimi. I need this front page as much as you do. And I have a plan.
Biblio Buckley's Page City? But why would that...
Biblio Buckley must have popped his clogs. So this place is filled with books from 20 years ago. Mint condition first editions. Just abandoned. They're worth a fortune. Boffins love this kind of thing.
So we sell all the books.
Use the money to save the paper.
And turn me into a well-respected local legend.
Is that him over there?
I think so. It definitely looks like him.
It definitely is. He's just a little bit drier now.
You're famous, Nero.
I can confirm that it is indeed I, the brave warrior that dredged our pond and liberated the ducks from a lifetime of sicky tum-tums. Now, who wants me to sign their newspaper? Take that, Teabag Steve.
He really is away with the fairies.
That Soggy Bread Man sure picked the wrong guy to mess with.
Soggy Bread Man?
Did you give him a loaf yet?
I'm sure it was an experience he'll never forget.
I suppose you were a bread rolling in the deep.
Well, son, I hope you're happy.
I won't be able to show my face at Knitters Anonymous for months now.
But it's true.
I'll tell you what's true.
Who's this codger and his swimming togs?
Oh, no.
Is he not a bit old to be wearing armbands?
But how?
Is that an inflatable unicorn around his waist?
That's Biblio Buckley.
I've been on holiday for the past 18 years, ever since the day I hosted a poetry reading in my shop. There was a poet there, Oscar Joyce. He was so awful, so boring, I just had to get away to recover from it. 1 week became two, a month became a decade. I was almost there, nearly ready to reopen my shop. But lazing by the pool this morning, my ear hair started to tingle. I knew something was up. I hopped on the first plane home, only to find that the shop had been completely emptied. Ransacked by ruffians!
We gotta get out of here.
Arrest that man!
Legend! Quick, hurry up!
Get back here!
And you never even bothered to prune the gunk off the roof for the extension!
I just can't win, can I?
No, you cannot.
After all that, you probably won't ever want to crumb back here again.
That's enough, Jackie. One more bread joke, and you're toast.
Okay, that was good.
Well played, Nero.
Wait, when did you say we're having toast?
Nero's Class was written, directed, composed, and edited by Bobby Ahern. This episode starred
Aoife Spratt,
Hugh Cooney,
Peter McGann,
Penny O'Dwyer,
Elsie Akinduka, Ryan Sheridan,
Matthew Carpenter,
and Tim Falcon Prime.
Boffins love this kind of thing.
Sound design by
Eamon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen,
and
Nicky Cotler.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Bleet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha, and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man.
with the television license fee.